Our final mayoral profile covers the candidate with the biggest remaining war chest, City Controller Wendy Gruhl. After spending most of her career in LA politics, she has united business owners and labor leaders in her quest to become the city's first female mayor. Rosalie Murphy has more.
The mayor's office would bring Wendy Gruhl's long political career full circle, because it's exactly where she started. The 51-year-old candidate started volunteering for former mayor Tom Bradley when she was still in high school. Gruhl is a lifelong Angeleno. Born in North Hollywood, she graduated from Kennedy High School in Granada Hills and then from UCLA. She worked in Bradley's office for more than 10 years and was elected to city council in 2002. Her long-term dedication to the city impresses Kaya Masler, who took a break from phone banking at Gruhl's office on Crenshaw and 54th to talk.
She also talked about her work and how much she loved it. She really loves being in politics, especially local politics, and she loves LA, so that was inspiring to me.
As city controller, Gruhl discovered in 2010 that city agencies left more than $260 million in debts uncollected, mostly in parking tickets. She also published the salaries of city employees after embezzlement in Bell, California made headlines in 2011.
She's incredibly genuine, and she is a watchdog. I mean, she's a fiscal watchdog.
Gruhl's priority is economic growth.
What I have said, a couple of things. One, it's about creating jobs in Los Angeles. It's about addressing pension reform, and it is about looking at inefficiencies, ways in which we can address waste, fraud, and abuse in the city of Los Angeles.
Specifically, Gruhl has promised to dedicate 20% of new revenues to the fire and police departments. She wants to hire 2,000 new police officers and 800 new firefighters, which the Daily News says would cost about $200 million.
We should have a goal of being the safest big city in America. If we increase the revenue that is so important to the city of Los Angeles, that a portion of that should be dedicated to hire more police officers and firefighters, as well as ensuring we have emergency preparedness and gang reduction programs.
But this year's FBI report shows that property and violent crimes have fallen steadily for a decade now. Former Daily News editor Ron Kay says growing the police force doesn't need to be the city's first priority.
Crime isn't the number one problem. Cops aren't the number one issue in the city. The health of our neighborhoods, the quality of our lives, and our loss of faith in a city working for us is the crisis.
To generate money, Gruhl plans to rely on the new city controller to reduce the city's budget. In addition to reforming city pensions, she supports the elimination of the gross receipts tax for businesses. Economists say eliminating the tax will probably drive investment, but it may take a decade to recoup the lost revenues. Eric Garcetti, Kevin James, and Emmanuel Platez support removing the tax, too. Jan Perry wants to keep it in place. Gruhl also opposes the half-cent sales tax increase on next week's ballot, but Kay wants more details.
Sales tax increase in a very quiet voice. They talk in symbolic language without actually specifying concrete policies that could be critiqued, examined, challenged, questioned.
If elected, Gruhl would be the city's first woman mayor. And after Tuesday's vote, the city council might become all male. Masler says gender isn't the reason she supports Gruhl, but she would like to see a woman in the top office.
I'm not really one for, like, tokenism, but I think that she, being the type of woman that she is so hyper-qualified.
Gruhl leads the candidates in funds raised, and she's neck and neck with Garcetti in most polls. She's backed by most of the city's public workers' unions, who in total have donated more than $2 million to her campaign. Detractors worry that such huge fiscal support will oblige Gruhl to unions.
When I've challenged it of why they jumped aboard, and the answer generally is Wendy's the easiest one for them to manipulate, is she has never really stood boldly for anything, and she is incredibly likable. Everybody likes Wendy. She's smart and personable, but she's danced around the hardest issues.
After more than three decades in LA's public eye, Gruhl is definitely popular. And if polls are accurate, she'll have two more months to address the hardest issues. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.
Visit annenbergradio.org for close-ups of the other leading mayoral candidates. And don't forget to vote on Tuesday, March 5th.